McLeod Russell India, once the largest producer of tea in the world and currently India's largest tea producer, is facing bankruptcy. McLeod, a Kolkata-based division of the Khaitan Group, operates 31 estates in Assam and two in West Bengal, as well as tea gardens in Africa and Vietnam. The corporate insolvency resolution process was triggered by a default on a $14 million loan dating to 2018, but McLeod carries $270 million in debts and faces a combination of debtors. The application was revealed in a stock exchange filing August 6th. Azam Monem will continue to guide the operations of the company, and key managerial staff will remain in place with the intent to restructure. Biz Insight. A combination of massive flooding in Assam, rising labor costs, and conflicts amid declining exports reduced earnings from a recent peak in 2016. To lower its debts, the company has since sold 21 tea gardens in India and Rwanda, reducing annual production from 118 million kilos to 73 million kilos of tea. Rival Camellia PLC, the holding company of Goodrich Group, is now the largest tea producer in the world. The Institute for Global Food Security is analyzing the leaf chemistry of tea from a broad range of geographical locations to create a map identifying the chemical fingerprints of tea samples. The protocols can be used to verify the tea was grown at the stated origin as marketed. The rigorous examination uses state-of-the-art spectrometry and artificial intelligence modeling to also identify the presence of bulking agents, dyes, and adulterants, soapstones, plumbago, and gypsum. In their review of vulnerable food supply chains, Professor Chris Elliott and researcher Dr. D. Wu found tea to be at high risk due to the complicated nature of tea production, making authenticity testing a tricky undertaking, according to New Food magazine. Elliott, a professor of food safety with the Assured Safe and Traceable Asset Technology Center at Queen's University Belfast, said that once these statistical models are built, they will be validated with further samples of known origins to calculate the predictive capability of the methods. The most accurate technique will be selected, and the method will be fully validated to international standards. This method will then be transferred to laboratories across the world, said Elliott. Business Insight. Professor Elliott is seeking partnerships with tea companies and research organizations, as well as major retailers, to join in the effort to improve the integrity of the world's tea supply chains. His contact details are included in the blog version of the Tea Biz podcast. Soggy soil and sunless days have curtailed the manufacture of India's iconic gulab, leading to widespread shortages of these simple, unglazed terracotta clay cups. As a result, chawala are forced to switch to paper or plastic. Neither is acceptable to Thai drinkers accustomed to crushing the collages underfoot. Near constant downpours in Dakshindari turn clay quarries into soup, and persistent overcast skies prevent air drying before firing. The cups still available are selling for 1 rupee each in lots of 100, more than three times the typical wholesale cost. Business Insight. Last November, the Indian government ordered the nation's trading stations to sell tea exclusively in locally made kulads, boosting demand to help employ 2 million potters. India's railway ministers said the eco-friendly cups are currently available at 400 train stations. Learn more on the TBiz blog.